Shan't be a minute, Dad. Someone at the door.
Tell him to go away.
Oh, hello, Mr. Costello.
Hello, Miss Tidy. I was wondering if I might see you for a moment.
Come in. This is quite unexpected.
I do hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, take no notice of Dad. He never takes his eyes off the television.
I did want to ring you, but I was surprised to discover you're not on the telephone.
No, we're not on the phone. I've often thought we ought to be, for Dad's sake, really, but it's something I never... How is the library?
Oh, much as usual, really, Miss Tidy.
I'm surprised much as usual. You could find the time to...
Oh, I'm taking a late lunch, you see.
It's nearly 3 o'clock. That is late.
Well, I'm so on until late tonight, so I thought...
It's coming on to rain, by the looks of it.
Oh, I do hope not. I've no umbrella, as usual.
You're still not used to our weather up here. You have to forgive the mess.
I see no mess. Everything looks very neat and homely.
I do try, but it's awkward with Dad. He drops things and leaves a mess, and what with working all day and Saturday.
I do understand. It must be very difficult.
Is that bloody door open? There's hell of a draught in here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault. Take no notice. He often complains.
Has somebody come? Have we got visitors? Who's arrived?
Best ignore him, really, Mr. Costello. Would you like a cup of something? I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, please don't go to any trouble on my account.
It's no trouble. I've got some chocolate digestive. You like those with a cup of tea, don't you?
Good heavens.
We like chocolate digestive as well, don't we, Dad? I'll see to the kettle, then. Don't mind, Dad. If he speaks, just nod. He doesn't hear.
I gathered.
He doesn't hear at all, in fact. That's why I have the sound turned right down. Otherwise, it can get very noisy in here. Won't you be seated, Mr. Costello?
Please, won't you call me Gerald? We're not at the library now. Beryl?
Yes, Beryl. It's an awful name, isn't it? Beryl.
It's not an awful name at all. I like the name. I have an aunt in Worthing called Beryl. My favourite aunt, actually. She was my mother's sister. Well, still is my mother's sister. Except my mother is dead.
How sad. My mother died too, but that was years ago.
You still miss her, I expect.
Oh, no, not really. She died when I was 15. So Dad and I have been alone for many years now.
Is it Harry?
No, Dad, how could it be Harry?
I thought he was in Australia.
Dad, Harry is in Australia.
I thought Harry was in Australia.
Harry is in Australia, Dad.
Has he come back? I mean, we can't put him up here. We've no room. Tell him. We don't want him here.
This is Mr. Costello, Dad, the chief librarian, Mr. Costello.
Has he brought the kids as well? Oh, we definitely can't put them up. You'll have to tell him.
Obviously, he thinks I am Hattie.
Is she with him?
I'm sorry. He gets confused. It can be very embarrassing.
You what? You'll have to turn this off. I can't hear.
Who is Hattie?
My brother. I have a brother. But he's in Australia. Well, at least we think he's in Australia. To tell you the truth, he could be anywhere.
What does he want to go coming back here for? It'll not suit him here.
Do I look like him, then?
Oh, no, Mr. Costello. You're not a bit like him. At least I shouldn't think so. But we haven't seen him for years.
He's not wanting us to go to Australia, is he?
The best ignore him, really. He doesn't mind if you don't converse. He's really quite happy with the television. He likes the adverts best. I'd best... see to the tea.
Should never have gone there in the first place, if you ask me. Plenty of opportunities here in them days. Not now, I grant you. But in them days, there was plenty of opportunity. Your mother was heartbroken. I mean, it killed her, if you ask me. Still, I expect you had to please her, that Daphne. Is that her name? Daphne. I hope you're not bringing her here. I shan't speak to her if you do. Australia, I ask you. I won't be seen dead in Australia. They show it on here, and, oh, it's a rough old place, if you ask me. I suppose it's all sex, like everywhere else.
Mr. Tidy, I am not Harry. I am Gerald Costello from the library. Beryl and I work together.
It's all sex on here. I mean, who wants all that when you're my age?
I agree, Mr. Tidy. I've read the television...
Couple last night becoming... was stark naked. They're showing all the P's and Q's. Turns your stomach.
I'm sure.
I like animal films best. You know, survival. You wouldn't get that down there, I expect. Do they show survival in Australia?
No.
You what?
No, Dad, they
even
don't.
Even show them at it. I mean, two earwigs last week on top of one another. It seems unnecessary to me. Is she making tea?
Yes, Dad. Beryl's making tea.
I don't know why she's at home. It works in the library, you know. I don't think they pay her much. She tells me, note, she's been home nearly a fortnight now, and I don't think it's her holidays. Well, it must be not well, I expect. She never tells me out.
That's what I've come about.
You what? I wish she'd go back to work, but she's under my feet all day. I mean, you look forward to time on your own. I mean, is it raining?
In Australia?
I said, is it raining?
Yes!
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, Beryl. I didn't mean to shout.
Oh, it's no use shouting. You won't hear. But it's nice of you to show an interest. Well, here we are. Tea and chocolate digestive.
Oh, well, that looks delicious. We miss your tea at the library. Olive doesn't seem to have the knack, so to speak.
That's all they do miss, I suppose, my tea.
Oh, come now, Beryl. We miss you a great deal.
Yes, well. Would you like it your usual way?
What?
Your tea, Mr. Costello.
Oh, yes. And please, call me Gerald.
Yes.
She's all stuck up since she went to that library. Tries to talk like her, boss-like, and it doesn't suit her. And she doesn't bring anybody back here. Ashamed of me, I expect.
He's talking about me. He often does that.
I don't know why she isn't wed. She's not bad-looking. I mean, there must be somebody who'd be glad to have her.
He obviously thinks you're still in the kitchen.
I don't know what he thinks. It doesn't worry me anymore. Two sugars, isn't it?
Two sugars. Thank you, Bello. It seems funny.
Hmm?
Well, seeing you at home, so to speak. On your own territory, in your own environment, as it were.
Different to what you expected, I suppose.
Well, not exactly different, but
funny.
Beryl, why don't you come back to work? Obviously, if you are unwell, we wouldn't expect you back, but well, you can see my dilemma. We've had no official notification from you.
Official notification?
A doctor's note. Something of that kind. Those in authority are always keen to keep the books in order, so to speak.
I haven't got a doctor's note, Mr. Costello. I haven't even been to a doctor. I don't need a doctor or his note.
She brought that tea. I'm clemmed here.
I'm not ill, Mr. Costello. Here you are, Dad. Here's your tea. And don't spill it.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel quite well.
Well, then is it not time to return to the library, Beryl? Of course, if you wish to take this as part of your holiday leave. But we must know soon because of the rotors. Olive is beginning to get anxious. She hasn't had an afternoon off for nearly 2 weeks.
That must suit her very well.
I'm sorry?
Oh, nothing. Your tea all right? Help yourself to biscuits.
Not chocolate digestive again. You've only got to say you like something in this house and you get it forevermore.
Now what is it, Beryl? I mean, what's happened? You used to be so happy at your work.
I don't know what this woman's on about, I'll tell you here. Queer looking, okay? Sex, I expect.
Olive is so concerned.
Oh, please don't keep on about Olive.
I think you misunderstand Olive. She's really a very kind-hearted woman. And she does worry about you.
I'd rather she didn't. I'm perfectly capable of worrying about myself, thanks.
Is it something I've said?
Oh, no. You haven't said anything.
I hope it's not the changes I've made. Now, that can happen. I know you didn't agree with my changing the biography section, but I do think it's better in that quiet corner by the palms. And people like to browse over biographies.
No, it has nothing to do with the biographies.
Only please say if I've upset you in any way. I do know how hard you've worked to keep the library in apple pie order. Mr. Armitage said as much at my interview. He said how much pride you take in the work. And I appreciate that, Beryl. I really do appreciate it. And you mustn't think I'm not willing to learn. On the contrary, in Sussex, we had a different system altogether, but I'm not saying it was the best system.
I expect we're behind the times up here compared to Sussex.
Oh, what nonsense. You're not behind the times at all. A library is a library, wherever you go.
I thought my ticketing system was quite sophisticated.
And so it is.
It's only Olive who messes it up. I think she does it deliberately.
Well, we'll soon have the electronic eye. Mark my words, that will make all the difference in the world.
Well, anyway, it has nothing to do with the changes, biographies or electronic eyes. Nothing to do with them at all.
Oh, I'm relieved to hear that, Beryl.
Does he know his Auntie Doris had passed away? He couldn't care less, I expect. They've all gone now. There's only me left. Sissy, Mary, Aunt Albert and Joe. Then Doris last July. Was it October? I can't remember. Anyway, they buried her. They tried to bring her back 3 times, but she lost the will. I'm sure these biscuits are soft. Did you tell him how Tom's had his leg off?
What is it then, Beryl?
He won't work again. I mean, how could you with one leg? You what? Oh, what a bloody ignorant man. Might as well talk to yourself, rotten old Mr. Tech.
Beryl?
Oh, I'm sorry. A cup more tea?
I haven't finished this yet. And what is it, Beddle? There's obviously something wrong.
I'm just fed up, Mr. Costello. I'm fed up. Do you understand?
Well, of course I understand. Of course I do. And everyone gets fed up.
Well, I just don't know what it's all for, you see. I mean, why do we do it?
Well, most of us need the money.
It can't just be the money, Gerald.
Look, you're depressed. It happens to the best of us. Now, perhaps you should get out more in the evenings. Theatres, concerts. We're very well served in Manchester.
Like Olive, I suppose. She gets out a lot, but then she hasn't got a father round her neck. I made such a fool of myself, didn't I?
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, yes, I did, Mr. Costello. Shouting out like that in a public library. Breaking down, crying all over the place. Everyone was embarrassed. You could see that.
It's all forgotten, Bella. History.
Well, how could it be forgotten? How can anyone forget what I did? I even threw books at Olive. Tickets in the air, in disarray, all over the floor.
They were sorted out in no time.
I meant to crown it all. I slipped and fell over poor Mrs. Crossley. Poor Mrs. How is she?
She's out of hospital now. I'm sure she can't even remember what happened.
I couldn't face them again, Mr. Costello. I'm too ashamed. Olive laughed. I thought she was my best friend. She laughed at me.
Oh, she was laughing at Mrs. Crossley, not at you.
It was your face I remember most. You looked so angry.
No, no, Bedell, I wasn't angry. A little surprised. Stunned, perhaps. I'd never seen you like that before.
No one's seen me like that before. I've never been that way before.
Nor will you again.
I'm not so sure. How could I guarantee it? I've blotted my copybook and no mistake.
These things happen, Beryl.
I wish you wouldn't keep saying that. You talk as if it's quite normal for people to go ranting and raving in a public library.
Well, I'm only saying...
You wouldn't see Olive screaming and shouting, or you. You always speak in hushed tones in the library.
It's become second nature, I suppose. Like church.
I don't go to church. I've too much to do here on my one day off.
Well, perhaps that's it. Perhaps we could come to some arrangement. Work only, say, 4 days a week.
I'm not an invalid, Mr. Costello.
I'm only trying to be helpful. I will have more tea, if there is some, please.
Any more tea in that pot?
Yes, all right, Dad. Give me a cup.
How long is he staying? Oh, we can't put him up here. Didn't you tell him that?
He's not staying, Dad. It's not even Harry. Do pull yourself together.
Thank you.
Here's your tea. I've often thought of getting him a coloured set, but I don't think it would make any difference. He likes the adverts best.
Yes, you said.
Adverts and animals. He loves animals. On the television, at any rate, not in reality.
Do you watch it with him?
Well, I try, but it's not easy. You have to keep explaining all the time. He's at home with the foreign films because he can read the subtitles if they're not too quick. But then they're usually quite sexy, and he doesn't like that. He keeps saying, switch it off, but I don't. He'd be lost without it.
Are there not special facilities for the hard of hearing?
I think so. I've seen them advertised. But he's stubborn. He's got a hearing aid in that drawer, but he won't use it. Says it makes him cough.
I see.
I thought you were getting Garibaldi. You know I like Garibaldi.
When I get Garibaldi, you say you want fig rolls. When I get fig rolls, you say you want chocolate digestive. I don't think you know what you want three parts of the time. If you wanted to go to the toilet next, that's a riot performance. Mr. Costello, I've no wish to be rude, but I do think you should go. This is no place for normal people.
I'm sorry, I can see you're embarrassed, but really, you have no need to be. Things are not as bad as they appear.
But they're not getting any better, are they? He'll be incontinent next. I'll have to be clearing that lot up. I can't come back. I couldn't face it. You just have to manage without me. I just have to give it all up and stay at home.
That, with respect, is a very silly attitude. You're still a very young and attractive woman.
I'm not that young.
Oh, you're much younger than me, I know that. And you mustn't waste your life. Your father could live to be 100. What would you do if you gave up the library? Spend your entire day here? It'd drive you insane. At least at the library you have your friends. Olive, Mr. Carter, Eunice. I'm sorry, you're obviously not in any sort of mood to listen. I think I'd better go.
Is he off? He hasn't been here 2 minutes. Is he going back to Australia? It's too cold here, I expect. Tell him we don't want to come. That's what he's after. But tell him you're. I won't be seen dead in Australia.
What shall I tell them?
Tell them anything you've a mind to. You can tell Olive I hate her for laughing at me.
Right, I'll be off.
I wish you'd never come to our library, Mr. Costello. I wish you'd stayed in London or wherever it was. Everything was fine until you set foot. You took Olive to the theatre. She told me. She gloated over it. She said you went to see The Rivals. She said you had a snack in the snack bar, toasted cheese sandwich, Coca-Colas, followed by ice cream with nuts on, and coffee. She told me every detail. I thought she was my very best friend, but she gloated. I've always wanted to see The Rivals. When I saw it was on, I said to her, I said, I've always wanted to see The Rivals, ever since we did it for O-Level. She said she'd get the tickets. She said she'd queue up and get the tickets, but she never. I'd always thought it must be a lovely play to watch. Lydia Languish and Mrs. Malaprop. It must seem ever so silly to you, but we're different up here. We're not like London. We're made a different way and we easily get upset. Sorry, Mr. Gosselow, you better go now.
I had no idea. I didn't realise.
No, well, you wouldn't. You've no reason to.
Beryl.
Please, just go.
I refuse to go until I explain. For what it's worth, I did not take Olive to the theatre. Olive took me to the theatre. She happened to mention that she had a spare seat to see The Rivals, and would I like to use it? At first, she suggested that we should meet in the foyer, which seemed rather silly. It was me who suggested we should travel into Manchester together.
That's what she hoped you'd suggest. It must have been my ticket.
Oh, so it would seem, but I did not buy the tickets. She wouldn't even allow me to pay. That was why I suggested the snack. It was my contribution to the evening. Why did you say you wished I'd never come here? Why did you say that, Beryl?
It was an awful thing to say, and I'm very sorry.
Is it because I've come between you and your friendship with Olive? Is it? Is that it?
I don't think we should say any more.
Oh, we can't leave it like this. And obviously this is the cause of your not coming to work, and you must come back.
Why must I?
Because you need to work. You see, it isn't just the money, is it? You need them. They need you. I need you, Beryl.
It's that quiz next. Well, you have to guess the words. I can't make head or tail of it. That young tart, showing all she's got. They make them frocks too small. I mean, somebody should write.
She told me something else too, Olive.
I'm sure she did. And I'm sure it's not important. To tell you the truth, I'm beginning to see another side to Olive.
Oh, she can very soon upset things, can Olive. She can be ever so catty when she wants.
I thought you said she was your best friend.
Oh, she is, Mr. Gosselow. I mean, don't get me wrong, she is. But, well, just lately she's changed a great deal.
In what way has she changed?
Well, it's not my place to say, really, but she's always been a bit, well, man-mad.
Man-mad?
Well, I don't think it's all that funny. I think it's tragic.
I'm sorry, Beryl. I didn't mean to laugh, but, well, she can't be all that young, surely.
She's 55, Mr. Gosselow. I know she's 55.
Oh, well, that is a surprise. I didn't think she was that age, I must confess. She wears very well.
Do you think so? Well, of course, I've seen it when she's putting on all that makeup. She's quite lined under all that. Mind you, she does know how to dress. I mean, I'll give her that. Credit where it's due. She has some very nice frocks.
Rather loud, some of them, for my taste.
Well, yes, but I didn't like to say it. She has been married.
Really?
Twice, actually. I never knew her first husband, but Eunice in Historical says he was ever such a nice man. You know, well-spoken and his shoes polished. Apparently, so Eunice told me at any rate, Olive led him a bit of a dog's life.
Oh, dear.
But I did see a second husband once or twice, Mr. Lovejoy. A bit of a cripple, actually. One leg was shorter than the other, but you couldn't tell, really. Not when he was sitting down. He worked on the milk.
He died, did he?
Oh, yes, eventually. Left her very comfortably off. She had the entire house refurbished after he died, you know, done up.
Yes.
Still here? He can't make up his mind, I expect. Look, you go with him if you want. I'm not moving. Not at my time of life.
He thinks you've come to carry me off to Australia.
Oh, if you want to leave me. She thinks I'm incapable. I'm not bloody incapable. I can get my own tea.
She said, Olive said, that you'd said that you were married.
Yes, I am.
I see.
My wife and I are separated, as a matter of fact.
Did she run off?
Oh, no, no. Nothing so dramatic, I'm afraid.
Is there no chance?
No. I'm afraid there's no chance of us getting back together. It's all over. That's why I applied for a job up here. I needed to get away, to start afresh. We'd been married nearly 25 years, you see.
That's a lifetime, Mr. Gostolo.
Very nearly, Beryl, very nearly. But not quite. There's still some time left.
Did you have children?
No, no children. We neither of us fancied having children. Just as well, as it turned out.
Will you be staying up here, or might you go back to down south?
I'm not at all sure what I shall be doing. To tell the truth, I don't think I shall be staying up here much longer. I'm out of place.
I don't think you're out of place at all.
Oh, it's very kind of you to say so.
You could get married again, I suppose. You might meet someone nice.
I thought he was off. He's not bringing Daphne around here, is he?
Wouldn't he get you down?
I'd rather you than me, I must admit.
You're lucky he's not been swearing. He usually swears like a trooper.
How embarrassing for you.
Oh, it is embarrassing. That's why I don't invite anybody here. Mind you, it can be ever so funny.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I couldn't.
Oh, go on, Beryl, tell me.
Well, oh, I could. Well, it's to do with Olive. We've been to the pictures. I can't remember what it was, but we hadn't enjoyed it. Well, anyway, we come back here for coffee and a snack, and I thought he'd be in bed, but he wasn't. He was up.
What?
He was ever so rude to her. To Olive, I mean. I didn't know where to put my face. I was that ashamed. I mean, you know, Olive. No sense of humour.
She's probably laughing now.
You should have seen her at the Rivals. She never laughed once.
No, well, she wouldn't. I mean, that's ever such a comical play.
Here, come and get an eyeful of this programme. Bloody disgusting.
Oh, I spoke too soon. He's off.
This you'll be put inside. Look, she's nearly got everything dropping out.
Dad.
Come and have a look. She'll be showing her bottom neck. Come and have a look.
We don't want to look, do we, Mr. Gostolo?
Well.
Oh, Gerald, you should be ashamed.
Bloody disgusting.
Oh, look out, he's off.
I mean, somebody should write. I mean, tell him, I mean, what's all that when you're having your tea?
He's off to the toilet, I expect. Do you want help, Dad?
No, I can manage. I'm not my dotage yet, and I don't want him coming up either.
Oh, he's changed his tune. He wouldn't be managing on his own if you weren't here.
Well, you don't mean to say...
Oh, no, he's not as bad as that yet. But I'll have to stand outside the door till he's finished. You have to laugh, Gerald.
Otherwise you'd cry.
I'm sure you want to be going soon. Time must be getting on. They'll be expecting you back at the library.
At least you seem more cheerful.
A bit of company does you good.
They've all been asking after you and wondering if they might pop round. They weren't sure how you would be. Mr. Carter, Eunice, Olive.
Not Olive. I don't want her here. Oh, not just yet a while, anyway. And I can't have any of the others. They wouldn't be used to my dad.
Oh, you really do worry too much about Mr. Tidy. There's very little wrong with him. People are more understanding than you think. You really mustn't waste yourself. Will you consider coming back to the library?
I'll consider it.
Oh, please do.
I need time. I feel so ashamed about what happened.
Well, forget what happened.
It was like a breakdown. I got all tense. I thought I was losing my marbles.
And all over nothing. Just forget it ever happened.
Oh, it's easy for you to say that, Mr. Gostolo, but I shan't be able to hold my head up again, especially with Mrs. Crossley. Did they really have to take her to hospital because of me?
Well, they thought she'd fractured her pelvis.
Oh, they didn't. Pal, isn't it shocking? I must have sent her flying. No wonder Olive was laughing. It isn't funny, though, is it?
Not a bit funny.
I might have killed her, mightn't I?
Yes, you might indeed.
She could sue me, really. I mean, claim damages. Oh. Do you think you might leave the district, then?
I might. It depends, really, Miss Tidy.
Yes.
If you left, then I certainly wouldn't stay on.
Olive always says she wants a move. She says she'd like a change. She always says she fancies leaving this part of the world altogether.
Now, Olive can do as she chooses. I'm sure none of us would miss Olive. I don't mean that disrespectfully, you understand. But if you left, Miss Tidy...
I love you, Mr. Gostolo.
I'm sorry?
It's blowing a bloody girl up in that toilet. I don't know how we're going in winter. Is he still here? I mean, what's he after? Oh, you should be straight with him. Tell him we don't want to go. I'll fire him. Don't let him talk you into it.
I can't believe it. He still thinks I'm Harry.
He doesn't. He likes playing silly games. He watches that many on the television. He's in his second childhood, I'm sure he is.
Well, I'd better be getting back. They'll think I got lost.
Yes, well, thank you for calling, Mr. Gostolo. I appreciate your concern.
I shall give your regards to everyone. I'd better say that you are still unwell and that you might be back... What? Next week? How does that sound?
That sounds fine.
Good. Well, I'll...
I hope he's off again. It'll be Christmas if he doesn't watch out.
I was wondering, Mrs. Tidy...
Oh, God, he's coming back. Spoke too soon.
I was wondering...
Yes, Mr. Gustelow?
I do happen to have two tickets for a concert tomorrow evening. Bach. I don't know whether you like Bach at all.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Gustelow, I'm very fond of Bach.
It's in Rochdale Town Hall, actually. We could perhaps meet in the vestibule?
Yes, we could, Mr. Gustelow.
The concert starts at 8. If we met at, say, 7, we could have a little bite to eat.
Cheese on toast.
And ice cream.
With nuts on.
Well, I must be off.
I'll show you out.
Oh, I do hope it hasn't started to rain.
You must carry an umbrella.
Good afternoon, Miss Tidy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gustelow.
He's not gone, has he? Wonders will never cease. Is he going back tonight to Australia?
He's not going to Australia, Dad. I wish you'd talk sense. He's only going from here to the library.
You what? I don't know why bothered coming.
I should be going back to work tomorrow, Dad.
Oh, look at her now. She's taking them off. I'm sure she's taking them off.
I can't wait to see Olive's face.